This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Hurricane Harvey hit the Texas coast 2 years ago. For some, the time since has been a constant, painstaking process of rebuilding. KUT's Jimmy Moss reports on one long-term project that has finally come to an end, the reconstruction of one of the biggest churches in Refugio, Texas.
The Reverend T. Wayne Price remembers his lowest point, returning 2 days after the storm to the First Baptist Church of Refugio.
It literally looked like a war zone, and I thought, and I was right in terms of our church's physical facility, I thought, I'll have no church. And I was correct on that. It was essentially destroyed.
He and his wife stayed with family in Cedar Park while the winds of Hurricane Harvey shredded Refugio and the church. The roof was largely gone. Everything inside was windblown and rain-soaked.
Good morning. How are you this morning? Welcome. Please sign on this
room. Now, 2 long years later, the church finally welcomed home its congregation. First Baptist Church dedicated its restored sanctuary on the second anniversary of Harvey's arrival in Refugio.
Can I say to the world, probably the greatest miracle in this, and there have been several, is that to this point, the Lord has done this total restoration, without a cross word, without anybody getting unduly upset. That's pretty good among Baptists.
Price is overlooking the fact that the church decided to buy wind insurance just weeks prior to the hurricane. But that does not mean it was all smooth sailing. Mold mitigation, asbestos abatement, contractor conflicts, and other obstacles occupied much of the town's time the last 2 years. The church was no exception. Price said last summer there was a period of nearly 2 months where work on the church had completely stopped. But that was last summer, and what has happened since can be analogous to what has happened throughout the town.
Everyone has been dug in, trying to rebuild, trying to recollect, trying to come back together as a community, and it's been amazing watching people do that. But this is kind of like, all right, we're kind of getting there, we're getting over it, we're back in our home church, we're back here all together in our place, our home.
That's Katie Bernal. She grew up in the church and now is a nurse in Houston. She returned to her hometown for the day to visit with her parents, her mom, Melissa Gonzalez.
Everyone's so excited to see our church back. It obviously received the most damage of any facility, I think, when proportionately.
That's not just hyperbole. She has some perspective. Gonzalez is not only a member of the church, she's the superintendent of the Refugio Independent School District. She's overseen the renovation of the high school twice. The first was done just before Harvey came. The second was mostly completed this month, just before school started today, reminding her of the final days before school in 2017.
Here came the furniture that had arrived on the day that we evacuated that was the same crew, and I thought, oh my goodness, and I kept checking my phone, making sure that there wasn't something brewing out there in the Gulf.
There's still a ways to go. The high school is still without gymnasiums. Some residents are still living in damaged, substandard housing. That's despite the best efforts of volunteer groups that have been rehabbing homes nearly nonstop since Harvey. But Sunday was First Baptist Day, leaving Pastor T. Wayne Price optimistic about his church and the town.
It's strictly up to us. If our commitment stays good and strong, and I believe it will, and I hope that God will allow me to enjoy physically and spiritually another few years here. I'm grateful.
Another victory, though the work continues in Refugio. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.
When my hopes and dreams are far from me and I'm running out of faith, I see the future I picture slowly fade away.